So a bit of a wild one that tonight.
Yeah, lost a few. I lost a few here. I thought we came out pretty good in the first period. Then we're learning to win. Second period, we had a pretty good lead at some point, 4-1. And then they had a knee on the floor and we didn't take advantage of it. So that's learning how to win. We got better in the third period. We did a good job to regroup as a team. And once they scored that fourth goal, I liked the way we reacted. But it was usually 4-1, you should put it to bed. We didn't. But that's part of the process, learning how to win. You know, it's been pretty good so far. We're learning about our team, but in that moment, it was a good evaluation moment. See how we would react after having the lead. It's a different kind of scenario, and the guys reacted well.
What can you say about Scott Glennie and Darren Kramer getting in for their first games?
Very impressive, very impressive. Scott Glennie hasn't played in 20 months. And he's showed up at camp in very good shape. Unfortunately, he got injured, but he showed up in good shape. It was a tough camp, and he was able to survive it. And for him to come out tonight and play the way he played, it's pretty impressive. Very smart, very intelligent. You can see he's got some skills. He could have scored a few goals, but. His game without the puck was pretty impressive. His decision making was pretty good, and Kramer was good. He's been a good soldier for us. He's been I like his energy. He was on the puck. He was on the forecheck. He kept it simple. But for a guy that didn't play, that was his first game. Those two guys were pretty good players tonight.
Do you have an update on Patrice Cormier?
No, not yet.
You got some offense from your blue line. Looked like three goals. Looks like they've taken Stojkovic's away. But to get the first two goals that quickly from your blue line, was that something you told the guys you want to see more shots trying to get through from the point?
We wanted to create more offense, and part of it is it's got to come from our defense in different ways. Joining the rush, having good gaps to turn pucks over and shooting the puck when there's a shooting lane, and we a few times we could have shot the puck to the net, but we were careful making sure, because of the score, it's also related to the score, making sure we don't hit shin pads, but yes, having secondary offense coming from the D's is that's a key, one of the key to success for sure.
What do you think of your goalie tonight? Again, the stats are going to show he gave up four, but it seemed like he was under siege, especially late in the game there, and made a couple really big saves in the final minute.
Yeah, it was a tough game for him. He played well. It was a tough game for any goalie. As we spent some time in the D zone, but their offense was coming in different fashions, sometimes from the dangerous area in front of the goalie. Sometimes it was coming from their D's. Their D's were quite active. Sometimes it was off the rush. So it was. We had different looks, and a lot of people in front of them. Not rebounds, but second chances. So I think what he could do well, he did well, and he gave us a chance to win. The number of goals, it's not as important as making the big saves. When he had to, and he did.
You've elevated Peter Stojkovic in the lineup recently, pairing up with Melchiori. What can you say about his play tonight?
I really, really liked his game yesterday and again today. His ability to skate and find his man in the D zone and the neutral zone, making sure he's on the right side of the puck and then not giving time and space, has been pretty good. He's been improving quite a bit in the last few weeks, and he's been a good player for us since the beginning, but we can see that he's improving, so he's a good addition to our team.
Was it an easy choice for you to double shift Chase DeLeo when Cormier was unavailable in the third period?
He was pretty good on faceoffs, and there was quite a few faceoffs, so he was the guy we wanted out there on faceoff, because we had a lot of confidence in him winning those faceoffs.